USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It began as a routine traffic stop yesterday, but it led to a mass shooting that left 5 people dead and 21 people wounded in Odessa, Texas. One of the wounded, a cop. Another of the wounded, this man who was driving a truck that was pierced by bullets.
Just driving around, normal day, and then I hear gunshots. There's at least 10 shots. Okay, I got one on my door and one went through. Ricocheted right here through my wrist. Can't get it out yet. It's a piece of metal.
It began when cops tried to pull the gunman over in a passenger vehicle, and he started opening fire and then hijacked a postal truck and kept shooting. He ended up killed by police in a parking lot of a movie theater. Now Cat 4 Hurricane Dorian expected to hit the Bahamas late today, then threaten the eastern Florida coast and east coastal sections of Georgia and the Carolinas later this week. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
One person is dead in a hazardous materials incident at a hotel in San Jose, California. Firefighters were dispatched to the Fairmont Hotel at about 10 o'clock yesterday morning for reports of an attempted suicide using chemicals on the 19th floor of the hotel. At least 6 other people were transported to hospitals. 3 floors were evacuated as a precaution. An investigation into the exact circumstances of the incident is underway. A Mexican man in the country illegally, who was acquitted for the fatal shooting in 2015 of Kate Steinle in San Francisco, has had a state conviction for being a felon in possession of the gun involved reversed. The judge in California agreeing with lawyers for 46-year-old Jose Garcia Sarate that he did not get a fair trial. He claims he picked up the discarded gun and it went off accidentally killing Steinle. He remains in custody on federal charges of being a felon in possession of a firearm and of being here illegally. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Commissioners in Nevada's rural Lincoln County have voted to pre-sign an emergency declaration ahead of the Storm Area 51 raid event. So far, that's drawn 2 million RSVPs on Facebook. Lincoln County, Nevada Commissioner Violin Higby tells the Wells Report host John David Wells why his county decided it was time to declare a state of emergency.
Well, The declaration is a preemptive thing. Our resources here in the county, we're a county of 5,000 people, a little over 5,000 people, and our tax base don't support the kind of resources necessary to provide for 200,000, even 15,000 people distressed. Our EMS system, emergency management system, our sheriff's department, and our waste facilities, solid waste, and otherwise, we don't have that kind of infrastructure to handle it. So it's all going to have to be pulled in from somewhere else, and that costs lots of dollars, big bucks. When it gets down to our next meeting on the 3rd, we'll have a lot more logistics in place. We'll have a better idea of how many people are actually coming, and so we'll have a better idea of what we need to apply for, what resources we're going to have to cover the cost for. And that's what that declaration is all about. The state will help us cover those costs.
Nye County in Nevada also pre-signed an emergency declaration earlier this week. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.